Delaware has banned efforts to ban books based on an author's background or partisan, ideological, or religious objections. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story about a law that was triggered by an unscheduled meeting on an Amtrak ride.
State Rep. Krista Griffith buried her nose in a novel during a train ride home from D.C. last year. Her seatmate also was preoccupied with a book. They began talking, and Griffith was delighted to learn her literary compatriot was Casey Meehan, who runs the Freedom to Read program for the nonprofit PEN America. Meehan told Griffith about PEN America's success in creating laws to counter book ban efforts in about a dozen states.
So here we were sitting next to each other, and she told me about how she had just been in Maryland on a Freedom to Read bill. So that sparked my interest in actually getting legislation passed in Delaware.
Beyond regulating why books can be banned, Delaware's law makes community libraries and school boards set up clear processes and timelines if someone wants to ban a book or other materials. And it can't be an outside group either. For schools, only students, parents, or employees can file an objection. Meehan's group has chronicled about 16,000 bans across America in recent years. She says almost all come from religious conservatives who mostly target books whose themes include LGBTQ+ issues, America's racist history, or sex.
The current wave of book bannings is certainly coming from the right. They are imposing on school systems and public libraries a very narrow belief of what is and is not okay in those systems.
Griffith says it's paramount that libraries be spaces where kids and adults can explore all sorts of concepts, even ones others despise.
We want them to be a place of freedom to choose to read and access to ideas and other people's views on anything from their worldview to how they live their lives.
When a request to ban a book is made, the title will remain on the library shelf until a decision is made. A new statewide board will handle appeals. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.